Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Meseches Nazir has been dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Gittel Malka Bas Shapsi, Nasan Pinchas Ben Peretz, Eliezer Lipa Ben Matasyo Mordechai.
Nazir Daf Samach. The Mishnah begins at Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis at the bottom. The Mishnah is dealing with a Nazir who's makabel on himself 30 days of Nazirus, and he becomes Tamei Misafik, and he becomes a Safik Mukhlat at the same time. The Mishnah says that such a person has to wait 60 days before he's allowed to eat kochim, and he has to wait 120 days before he's allowed to be metamei lemesim and to drink wine. The Gemara and Daf Samech brings a Braisa, and the Gemara goes on to explain the reason why he has to wait all these days. The Braisa says that this Nazir has to be Megaleach four different times. The reason for this is because he's only a Safik Mukhlat, therefore the Chiv to be Megaleach is not Doiche his Dine Nazirus. Therefore, he has to wait 30 days, in which case he's chayiv mimanav shach to be migaleach. Either his chiyuv taglachas is because he became a metzora muchlat, whose dinim are that he has to be migaleach, then he has to bring shnei tzipporim, count 7 days, bring oilas chatas and asham, be migaleach again, and then he's tahor. Or he's a nazir tameh, in which case he has to be migaleach and also bring oilas chatas and asham. And then he has to count then he has to redo his 30 days of Nazirus. Or he wasn't Tamei and he was not a Mukhlat, in which case he just has to bring his Korbanos Tahara, which are an Oila, Chatos, and a Shlomim, and therefore he's Yotze. So after the first 30 days, the Braisa says that he's Megaleach, and he brings the Tzipurim, and he also brings a Chatos Oif, and he also brings an Oilas Behema. Tosfos here asks the Kasha, why is it that he's only bringing the oif? Why is he only bringing the chatas ha'oif on the tzad that he's a nazir tameh? He should also have to bring the oilas ha'oif on the tzad that he's a nazir tameh. Tosfos here answers that it could be misafek lo hitzrichuhu, since it's only a safek and it's not me'akev, so we weren't mechayev him to bring the oil. Tosfos of nun tesla bebeis diber maskol misha me'eloi asks the same kasha in Ben Zoyma. Ben Zoyma also was talking about a Nazir who was besafik whether he became Tameh or not, and he had to bring the Korbanos Tuma and Tahara misafik. And Ben Zoyma only mentioned the Chatas Ha'oif, he didn't mention the Oilas Ha'oif. Over there, Tosfos said that then he also has to bring the Oilas Ha'oif just for Loichash Lefarsha. So Tarich Iyim, why Tosfos over here says that he doesn't have to bring the Oilas Ha'oif. Also, the Rambam in Hilchos Nazirus, Perik Yud Halacha Ches, after he finishes bringing down all the dinim of this Nazir who is Safik Tamei and Safik Mukhlat, he says the Asham and the Oila ainan ma'akvin loyba taglachas tuma veloyba taras, and therefore the Rambam says that he doesn't have to bring these korbanos. The Kesef Mishnah there is matmi on the Rambam. Why is it that he doesn't have to bring the korbanos merely because they're not ma'akev? He should bring the Oila anyways and bring it al tnai on the tzad that he's not really a metzora. He should use it as a dafka as a korban nedava. Why is it that he doesn't bring these korbanos just because of the fact that they're not ma'akev? We mentioned on the Nun Tes Amud Beis a very mechudesh digger Rashash, and the yisur of the Rashash is also very nogei our sugya. So I'm just going to repeat over the chiddush of the Rashash, and then we'll see how it applies to our sugya. The Rashash of Nun Tes Amud Beis explained that according to Ben Zoyma, who held that the nazir has to bring both his korbanos tara and both his korbanos tuma misafek, The reason why he didn't have to bring the oilas ha'oif is because even though the Torah says by a nazir tamei that he has to bring dafka shtei toirim or shtei blei yoina, and the Torah does not give him the opportunity of bringing a behema as his korban oila, since the Torah was only being makel on him that he doesn't have to bring a behema, but if a nazir would decide that he wants to bring a behema instead of an oif, then tavei olav bracha, the Rashash says. Therefore, since anyways he has to bring the oilas behema on the tzad that he's a nazir tahor, who doesn't have a choice of bringing oif, he can bring the oilas behema al tanai, and he can say, if I'm a nazir tahor, so the oilas behema should have a din of my korban tara. And if I'm a nazir tamei, so the oilas behema should have a din of my korbanos tuma, because like we said, if a nazir tamei wants, instead of bringing an oilas ha'oif, he can bring an oilas behema. The Rashash wants to use that yesod also to explain our sugya, the gabi the taglachas shnia. After the second 30 days, the Braisa explains that he has to be migaleach again, and he has to bring his korbanos. He has to bring an oil. He has to bring a chatas ha'oif on the tzad that he was really a metzora muchlat, and therefore this taglachas is the second taglachas that every metzora is mechuyev to make. Just usually a metzora only has to wait 7 days in between the two taglachios, but over here he has to wait a full 30 days in between the two taglachios because it's a suffix whether or not he is a metzora. And therefore, since he's bringing the one of his korbanos is the chatas ha'oif, and the other korban he has to bring is the oilas behema on the tzad that he was really a nazir tameh, and his first taglachas was midin nazir tameh, and then his 30 days started again, and now after the second 30 days he's finishing his term of nazirus, and he has to bring the korbanos tara of a nazir. So therefore, the Rosh Hash explains that it's really with a kol shekein, because by a mitzvah after his second taglachas, the Torah gives him the opportunity, gives him lahedia, the choice of bringing either a behema, shnei kvasim, or shnei bnei yoina, or shnei toirim. So therefore, over here, it's a kol shekein, that even on the tzad that he's an ani, and he's allowed to bring shnei toirim, but if vada, says the Rosh Hash, it's partial that he could be yoita his chiv oila with a behema. And therefore, that's why he doesn't have to bring the oila sa'oif, because with the oilas behema that he's bringing on the tzad that he's a nazir tahor, he can make a tnai and say, if I was really a metzora muchlat, the oilas behema should have a din to be yoyte my chiyuvim that I'm chayev on the tzad that I'm a metzora muchlat. The Rosh Hash himself asks a kasha on this mahalach, because the halacha is that a metzora and a nazir tameh bring their korbanos in different times. A nazir tahor bring their korbanos in different times. A mitzvah is mechuyev to bring his korbanos dafka the day after he makes his taglachas. He counts 7 days. He's migaleach, and then the next day he brings his korbanos. Masha'en kein a nazir tahor is the opposite. He's mechuyev first to bring his korbanos, and only after he brings his korbanos is he allowed to be migaleach. So therefore, how could he bring an oilas behema and bring it al tnai that if he's a mitzvah it should be oila for his chiyuv mitzvah, and if he's a nazir tahor it should count for his chiyuv nazir tahor, because over here the korban on the tzad that he's a nazir tahor has to be brought before the taglachas, on the tzad that he's a mitzvah has to dafka be brought after his taglachas. The Rosh Hash explains this based on the shitas haRambam in Hilchas Maisa Korbanos Perek Yud Ches Halacha Tes. But the Rambam holds that if a mitzvah muchlat would bring his korbanos during the 7 days in between the two taglachios, the Rambam shita is that b'diavad he's yoytze. Therefore, it's a kol shekein that if he's finished counting the 7 days and he brings his korbanos before he's migaleach, kol shekein that b'diavad he's yoytze. Therefore, over here, which is considered to be a shas hadchak, we're soymech that it's considered to be b'diavad, that we allow him to first bring the oila, and only afterwards to be megaleach, and therefore that oila can be brought al tnai that if is a mitzayra, it should count b'dieved for his chiyuv taglachas of a mitzayra, and it should count also on the tzad that he's a nazir tahor, it should be yotze his chiyuv to be megaleach mitzad his nazirus tara. Tosfos here also asked the kasha, why doesn't he have to bring a korban shlomim on the tzad that he's a nazir tahor? Why only the oila's behema? Why not the shlomim? Tosfos here also answers the Gabi the Shlomim, Shem Allah Yitzrichuhu. Tosfos in Nazir Daf Ayin says a different teretz. Tosfos in Nida Daf Ayin offers a different teretz. Tosfos over there says that since over here the Shlomim has to be brought together with Chalois, Blulois, and Huadin, and also Nida Tznufa with the Chaz of a Shoik, therefore it's not Shaykh to bring this Shlomim al Tznai, and it, on the tzad that he's not a Nazir Tahor, it should only be a Korban Nedava. Because since he has all these extra dinim that come together with the shlamim, so he has to do those things, that it's not shaykh to do those things, misafik. Therefore, over here, it's not shaykh for him to bring the korban shlamim. We previously mentioned the seder of the korbanos, which the Gemara speaks out in Daf Samech, and we'll just quickly chajr them over again, so we can speak out a fascinating machlokes here between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Braisa says, and out of the four taglachios, in the first taglachios, he brings achatas ha'oif and the oilas behema, to which according to Tosfos, the reason why he brings the achatas ha'oif is in case he was a nazir tameh, and he brings the oilas behema in case he's really a nazir tohon. And the shnia, he brings achatas ha'oif and the oilas behema again. And this achatas ha'oif is on the tzad that maybe he was really a muchlat, and therefore this taglachas is his second taglachas, and therefore he's allowed to bring his korbanos that a metzoyer brings after two taglachias, and one of those korbanos is the chatas ha'oif. And the oilas behema that he brings is just on the tzad that he really was only a nazir tameh, and therefore he just redid his 30 days, and therefore he brings the oilas behema to be yotze his nazirus tara. And again, the shlishis, he brings the chatas ha'oif, and again oilas behema. This time the chatas ha'oif is on the tzad that he was a nazir much, he was a nazir tameh, the hainu he was a nazir tameh, and he was a metzora muchlat. So the first two taglachiyos came because he has to be megalech two times to be metahir himself from the tumas metzora, and the third taglachas is now coming because of his din that he has to be megalech within his nazir tam the nazir the tumah benazirus. So therefore, he has to bring a chatas. And the oilas behema is on the tzad that he was a nazir, that he was a muchlat, and he was not tameh, and therefore now is the time for him to become tahor. So he brings the oilas behema, and the revius, and the fourth time, all he has to bring is the korban tara because there's no other tzad left. He already took care of the tzad that he was a muchlat and the tzad that he was a nazir tameh. So now all what's left for him to bring is a korban tara. The Rambam in Hilchos Nazirus, Perek Yud, Halacha Dalet, begins speaking out this sugya very much on the same derech as Tosfos. He speaks out, Ketzad mevi zeh korbanosav. How does one bring his korbanos? So the Rambam says that of the first three taglachios, he brings a chatas ha'oif and an oilas behema in each one of the three taglachios, like it says in our Braisa. And then in Halacha Hey, the Rambam speaks out, what is the function of the three chatois ha'oif? The Rambam says that the first chatos is l'safik tumasoi, because on the tzad that he was merely a nazir tameh, so after the first 30 days, he's megaleach, machmas is din tuma, and he has to bring a chatas ha'oif. The shnia, the second chatas ha'oif that he brings, is on the tzad that really he was a mitzoira, and therefore he needs two taglachios in order to be mechayiv himself in the chatas ha'oif, which is chayiv to bring after he's finished being a nazir muchlat. The Rambam says, and then v'chein chatos shlishis is l'safik tumasai, because maybe he is tamei and the first two taglachios didn't count for his taglachas tuma, because he needed both of them to be yotze his din taglachas for his din mitzoyra. Therefore, he's now migaleach midin his nazir midin the tuma of his nazirus, and he has to bring a chatos oif. And therefore, on the fourth one, all he's left to do is he doesn't have to bring a chatas oif anymore, because he was yotze the tzad that he was a mitzoyra, and hu adin the tzad that he was a nazir tameh, and all what's left is for to bring a korbanos of tara. The pella in the Rambam is when the Rambam comes to halacha zayin, the Rambam says, umevi korban tara b'taglachas revius, umasne be'oimer im tameh hayisi, oilu bishoyne nedava v'zu choyva. V'im muchlat hayisi oila rishoina choivas metzora v'zu choivas nazirus v'shtaim he'em tzoyus nedava. The Rambam says that he has to make a tznai, and he makes a tznai, and he says that if I was a nazir tahor, so my first oila counts for my nazirus tara, and on the tzad that I was a nazir muchlat, so my original korban oila, that should count for my din metzora. The Raivan and the Kesef Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah and all the Achroinim are almost to be on the Rambam. Then how could the Rambam say that on the tzad that he was a Mitzoyra, so his original Korban after his first Taglachas counts as his Oila from the din of Mitzoyra? Right, the Rambam himself spoke out in Alocha Hey, in Alocha Dalid, that a Mitzoyra does not bring any Korbanos until the second Taglachas. So why here is the Rambam saying that the first Taglachas on the tzad that he was a mitzoyra, the korban oila counts for his din mitzoyra? The Raivid is cholik on the Rambam by saying that the first oila that he brings by the first taglachas, on the tzad that he was a nazir tahor, so the oila counts for his nazir tara. And on the tzad that he was a mitzoyra, the Raivid says it has a din of a oilas nedava, and therefore is not yotze anything with that korban. Mashenkin again, the Rambam holds on the tzad that he's a mitzayra, the oila is counts as the korban for his din mitzayra. The The shayla is, how could the first taglachas already count for his din metzoyer if the Rambam himself already says that he needs two taglachios in order to bring korbanos for his din of for the din of metzoyer? So there's a shtickle in Chidushi Hagriz where he brings from his brother of Moshe. He asked the kasha. The kasha is that how could somebody bring a korban? How could he bring the first korban oila al tnai on the tzad that he's a metzora, that it should only be a korban nedava? However, the Rambam paskins in Perek Beis mi bias hamikdash halach yud aleph that a metzora ain a metzora mishaleach korban oisav. A metzora is not allowed to send korban. He can't go into the Beis Hamikdash because he's tameh, and he can't even send korbanos from where he is. So on the side that he's not a metzora, how could he say that the korban oila is a din of a nedava? In which case, it comes out that he's sending a korban from chutz to machane. How is the shaykh for him to do that? So he wants to. He says a shtickel Torah like this. He says the Rambam, the shittas of Rambam is in the next halacha, halacha tes, in Perek Yud halacha tes nechus nazirus, that the taglachas is not ma'akev the din metzora. Which means after he brings the Shnei Tzipporim, he's already left his din Nazir Mukhlat, and he's already begins the 7 days, the counting of the 7 days, where they're called Yemei Sfiroi, where he's counting the 7 days. He doesn't have to wait till the Taglachas, but already right away after the Shnei Tzipporim, he's already in the second stage of the Nazirus. Therefore, he wants to say, like, according to the Rambam, Miyad after he brings the Shnei Tzipporim, and now he goes ahead and he brings the korban oila. I'll pee the Rambam that we mentioned earlier. We said we mentioned this Rambam in the name of the Rashash. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Ches mi Maisa haKorbanos halacha test. The Rambam writes like this: V'chein mitzayra sheshachat chatosay ve'ashamay b'chutz v'toich yemei hasvira poter shadayin lo niru ba'alei haKorbanos ha'elu lekapara. If somebody is a mitzayra and he's yemei hasvira, he's b'toich yemei hasvira, and he shechs his korban chatas and his asham b'chutz, so he's potter from the din of shchut echutz. We don't say that he shechted kochim b'chutz because since he's not yet roy to bring his korbanos, because he's not finished his yemei svira, so he's not yet roy to bring his chatas and bring his asham, so it doesn't have a din korban. There's no din korban on the chatas and the asham because he's not chayv in these korbanos yet. And therefore, since he's not roy to bring these korbanos yet, there's no din of shchut echutz on those korbanos. Masha'enkin, the Rambam fears ois. Im shachtoi oilei sehem b'chutz, b'toich yemei asfira, if the metzora will shecht his oila b'toich yemei asfira, he's chayiv, he's going to be chayiv for shchut echutz. Why? Sheha oila doironu v'hachatas v'osham ikar hakapara. So the shayla is, what does the Rambam mean when the Rambam says, because since the oila is a doira, and therefore he's going to be chai for shchut echutz. So the Brisk Rav is medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam, and it's not the pshat that the oila is chai midin shchut echutz because an oila can be brought as a korban nedava, and therefore he's chai as if he shechted a korban nedava b'chutz. Because then the Rambam should have said that the oila is a nedava. Why did the Rambam use the Lashon that it's a doiron? The Lashon of the Rambam is mashma that it's a doiron, and it has a shame korban l'shem the din mitzorah that's chal on it. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, we see from this Rambam, like we brought before from the Rashash, the same Duke, that the Rambam holds that b'toich yemei sviroi, it's shaykh already to bring the korban oila. He doesn't have to wait till the 7 days are finished. And that's why the Rambam holds there's already a chiv for shchut echutz, b'toich yemei sviroi, even though the day has not come where he's mamish roi and he's chayv to bring the korban. Just the Brisker Rav fears ois, that according to the Rambam, he's not going to be yaitze his chiv yet to bring the korban oila. Even though he's chayiv, because the zman didn't come yet, that he's chayiv to bring the korban, so he's not yaitzeh his chiyuv to bring his korban oila, but it already has a shame oilas mitzoyra enough to be mechayiv and midin shchut echutz. Therefore, al pizeh, he wants to explain the Rambam, that when the Rambam says over here that he makes a tanai, and he says that on the tzad that I was a mitzoyra, my first oila by the taglachas rishoyna should count as my oilas mitzoyra, he doesn't mean to say that he'll be yoytze his chiyuv to bring a korban oila from the din mitzoyra. But rather, he's making a tznai that on the tzad that he's a mitzoyra, so it should have a din of a korban oilas mitzoyra. But not that he's yoytze. Because since the Rambam Shita is that after the tzipoyrim, after he brings the tzipoyrim, he's already begun his yemei sfirai before the taglachas, So already at this point, miyad after the Shleitzi Poirim, he's already considered to be holding in Yemei Sfiroi. Therefore, the Rambam can say that the oila on the tzad that he's a mitzayra, the oila shouldn't go to waste. The oila shouldn't go to waste. The oila can have a shame. Can have a shame oila. And the Brisker speaks out that here there's no chisaron, there's no iser for the mitzayra to be mishaleach his korbanos, because even though it's also for a mitzayra to be mishaleach korbanosav from chutz lemachaneh, that's pasha that it's only also for him to send other korbanos. But avada the korban mitzayra, the oilas mitzayra itself, avada he's allowed to bring. Of course he's chayv to bring that korban. So therefore, this korban, even though the zman didn't come yet, but since it has a shame, oilas mitzayra, so he's allowed to send that korban from wherever he is. Therefore, we answer the original kasha on the Rambam. The original kasha on the sugya was that how can he make a tznai and say that on the tzad that he's not a mitzayra? So then the korban will have a din of a korban nedav. He can't send his korbanos. The Rambam answered that kasha by learning that it's a different type of tnai. He's making a tnai that on the tzad, that he was only a nazir tahor, and he was not a mitzvah at all. So the korban oila should have a din of a korban nazirus tara. On the tzad that he was a mitzvah, and he can't bring the korban yet for his nazirus tara. So this korban should have a shame korban oilas mitzvah. Hagam, that he's not going to be yotzer with his chiyuv, but the korban should at least have a din of an oilas mitzoyer, which can be brought on behalf of him, and it won't go to waste, and therefore he's mekayim the din oilas mitzoyer, but he's not yotze the chiyuv yet, and therefore he still has to bring the korban later. Mashenkin, the Ravid, who's chaylik on the Rambam, and the Ravid held that in the first taglachas, it's not shaykh for him to bring a korban oilas midin mitzoyer. Brisk Rav says the Ravid understood this whole the shtickle that we just said in the Rambam. Just the rival that Shitosai holds that the taglachas is ma'akev, him becoming, him entering Yemei Sfiroi. And therefore, according to the Ravid, when he brings this carbon before the taglachas, he's still considered to be a muchlat. And therefore, even the Shitas HaRambam, it's not shaykh for a muchlat to bring the oilas mitzoyra at that point. And therefore, the Ravid's chaylik and says he has to dafka bring it l'shem nedova, and he can't even be chalan in a shame oilas mitzoyra. The Brisker Rav goes on to ask a kasha lafidas mahalach. How could the Rambam say in halacha zayin ve'im muchlat ha'isi oyle rishoyna choyvas mitzayra? And then the Rambam says v'shtaim he'em tzoyos nedava. The two middle korbanos oyla are going to be only have a din nedava, and the last one has a din for his korban choyva midin his nazirus tara. If we're saying now that the rishoyna was not really yoyte his chiyuv oylas mitzayra, just had a shame oylas mitzayra. So why are the middle two taglachiyos only have a din of a korban nedava? The Rambam should have told you that he still has to be mekayim his chiyuv of oilas mitzoyra. So for that, he brings that he heard from they bring from a barrel from the grid. Al pia Tosefta in the eighth parak of Negayim, Tosefta says hikdim oilasoi le'ashamoi. Somebody if a mitzoyra brings first the oila before the asham, he's supposed to do the opposite way. He's supposed to first bring the asham and then the oila. But if somebody brings first the oila and then the asham, ya'alu l'gabi ha-mizbeach, he can go on the mizbeach, v'tzunin n'sachim, he has to bring the n'sachim, ela sh'le'alu l'bayla m'shum chayva. But he's not yoytze his chiv to bring the oila. Therefore, he says, since over here the Rambam holds that he can't bring the asham, like the Rambam says in Halacha Ches, that the korban asham he can't bring because it's not shaykh him to bring the korban asham al tnai. Therefore, it comes out that he can never really be yoytze his chiyuv oilas mitzoyra, because the oilas mitzoyra has to dafka come after the korban asham. Since he can't be yoytze the chiyuv oila in a chinami, so Yitaka doesn't bring the oila in order to mekayim his chiyuv. He just brings it al tanai so that he shouldn't go to waste. He can use the fact that he's entered Yemei Sphere, like we explained before, that the korban should have a shame oilas mitzoyra, so that it shouldn't be for nothing. But to be mekayim his chiyuv oilas mitzoyra in a chinami, he can't do that, and that's why the middle two taglachiyos only have a din of an oilas nedava, and the Rambam doesn't tell you that it should be brought l'shem oilas mitzoyra. We're continuing now later on in this Amud of the Gemara. The Gemara says about five lines down from the bottom, v'ha boy asham. The Gemara asks Akasha, the Mefarish explains that the Gemara is asking that we know that a mitzoyra, after his second taglachas, one of the korbanos that he has to bring is a korban asham, and the Gemara understands in the Havamina that that's ma'akev. and he should not be allowed to eat kochim until he brings the korban asham, which he's chayv to bring. To which the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon he d'omer maisi u'masni. The Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon that holds that he can bring the korban asham and he'll bring it al tnai that on the tzad that he's not really a mitzoyra, so the korban asham should really have a din of a korban shlam. The Gemara is referring to a machlekas Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, which is brought down in a few places in Shas. The machlekas is it shaykh to bring the korban asham al tnai? Rabbi Shimon holds that we do bring the korban asham al tnai misafik, and the Chachamim hold that we can't bring it al tnai because if we bring it al tnai, we're going to be bring on the tzad that it really is a korban shlamim. So we're going to have to bring the korban shlamim the base hapsul. Because since a korban shlamim, we really have 2 days and one night to eat, and the korban asham, we only have a day and a night. So when the zman of the korban asham comes, that we're not allowed to eat the korban asham anymore, so we can't eat it anymore, and therefore it comes out that on the tzad that it's really a korban shlamim, we're minimizing the amount of time that we have to eat the korban shlamim. And therefore the rabbanon hold, because of that, we're not allowed to bring a korban asham al tanai, that if it's not chayav a korban asham, it should have a din of a korban shlamim. The Gabi, this Gemara, there seems to be a machlekas Rambam and Ravid of what is the pshat in the Gemara Shach Avataria. The Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchas Dezirus Halacha Ches says, "Aval ha'asham v'ha'oila einan ma'akvin loybataklachas tumah v'loybatzaras." So we see the Rambam here is telling us that the korban asham of the mitzoyro is not ma'akev, which means even though he didn't bring the korban asham, he only brought the oila and the chatas, he's allowed to go ahead and eat kochim because the korban asham is not ma'akev. The Ravid here is Choylik. The Ravid holds that the Korban Asham is Ma'akev, and that's why the Gemara says that he has to make a Tznai and bring it, Al-Tznai, that if he's Chayev, it's a Korban Asham, and Al-Tznai, that he's not Chayev, it's only a Korban Shlomim. The Achroin, the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, they all explain, the Pshat and the Rabbin Ravid, is that there's a Machloik on how to learn here this Gemara. The Rambam understood Pshat in the Gemara was, and the Gemara's question was that since the Korban Asham is Ma'akev, so Avada it's Pasha that we have to take the Korban. To which the Gemara answers, how many Reb Shimon he? The man, the Amr that holds that it's Ma'akev is only Reb Shimon he, the Amr Maisi Umasni. The Hainu, since according to Reb Shimon, there's an Eitzah, there's a Takana for somebody who becomes a Nazir Mukhlat Misafik, that he can bring the Korban Asham al Tanai. So according to Reb Shimon, we can say that the Korban Asham is Ma'akev. Masha Enkin, according to the Chachamim who are Cholek on Reb Shimon, and hold that there's no way of taking the Korban Asham al Tanai, so we can't say that the Korban Asham is Ma'akev, because if we would say that the Korban Asham is Ma'akev, so somebody who's a Nazir Mukhlat Misafik would be stuck with no Takana, and therefore it's Mukhrach to say that the Korban Asham is not Ma'akev. And therefore the Rabbim in Halacha Ches is passing like the Chachamim that hold that the Asham is not Ma'akev. Masha Enkin, the Ravid understands the Gemara Fakir. And the Gemara's question was that we should bring the Korban Asham because the Korban Asham is Ma'akev. To which the Gemara answers, Enachinami, the Tan of the Mishnah is Reb Shimon, that holds that he could bring it Al-Tanai. Masha'enkin, the Fidei Chachamim, that hold that he cannot bring the Korban Al-Tanai. So Enachinami, he would have been stuck. And that's why we have to make Nukimta to the Mishnah is Reb Shimon, because according to the Chachamim, Enachinami, there's no Eitzah, there's no Takana for somebody who becomes a Mukhlat Misafek, because there's no possibility of taking it Al-Tanai. And also the Korban Asham is Ma'akev, just like the Reb Shimon holds that it's Ma'akev. The Haino comes out that according to the Ravid, there's no machlaikas from Shimon and the Chachamim whether or not the Asham is Ma'akev. Everybody holds the Asham is Ma'akev, just the machlaikas is, can I take it Al-Tanai? And therefore, according to the Chachamim, there's no Takana, and for Reb Shimon there is. Masha'ekin, according to the Rambam, there's really two machlaikas in Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. One machlekes is, can the korban asher be taken al tnai, that if he's not chayiv, it has a din of a shlamim? And the other machlekes is, that according to the chachamim, the korban asher is not ma'akev, and according to the shimon, the korban asher is ma'akev. The lechem mishnah is medayik, an important diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Vav Hilchas Nazirus Halacha Yud Beis, me'em asai maschil limnois, mishiyovi chatoso. Here he's talking about a nazir tameh. The Rambam says, when does he begin counting his Nazirus Tara? Only after he brings his Korban Chatas. But the Korban Asham and Huadin, the Korban Oila, the Rambam Akev his din that he can start counting. And over here, the Rambam doesn't say anything. Therefore, the Lechem Mishnah Medayik, that over here in our Rambam, where the Rambam is Chaylik on the Rambam, and he says that the Asham is Ma'akev, even though the Rambam was talking about a Mitzayra and a Nazir Tameh, the Rambam was only being Chaylik on the din of the Mitzoyra on that Osham that it is Ma'akev, but the Ravid agrees to the Rambam that the Korban Osham of a Nazir Tameh is not Ma'akev from the fact that the Ravid did not argue on the Rambam in Perek Vav. We had previously mentioned the Shittas HaRambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Nazirus Halacha Ches that says that the Korban Osham of the Mitzoyra is not Ma'akev, and even if he does the Haino, even if he doesn't bring the Korban Osham, he's still Yoytze and he can still eat from Kochim. The Lechem Mishnah on this Rambam asks a stira from another few Rambams. One of the Rambams is the Rambam that we had already mentioned a few times in Maisa Korbonos Perk Yudches Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, V'chei mitzoyra sheshochot chatasoy v'ashomoy v'chutz v'toich yemei ha-svira potter. If a mitzoyra shechs his chatas and his asham, before he finishes counting the 7 days, he's potter for shchutei chutz. She'adayin lo yiniru ba'alei ha-korbanos ha'elu l'kapara. Because since the time has not yet come for him to bring these korbanos, he's not considered that they are roi to be brought as korbanos yet, and therefore there's no chiyuv for shchutei chutz. Aval im shochtu oylei sehen b'chutz, b'teichem mei ha-svira chayovim. This we shtelled on this Rambam, legabi this chiddush, that the oila seems to see from the Rambam that the oila can be taken already by Yemei HaSfira. Then the Rambam finishes off the halacha with the following sentence. Sheha'oila doroin hi v'hachatas v'ha'asham hein ikar ha'kapara. The Rambam comes to explain the reason why the oila can be taken by Yemei HaSfira, v'sheken the chatas and the asham have to wait until the proper appropriate zman. The Rambam says because the chatas and the asham are the ikar kapara, are the ikar korbanos which the kapara is totally in them, and therefore they must wait until the proper time, not before that. But the lashon of the Rambam seems to say that the asham is the ikar kapara. His kapara comes from taking the chatas and the asham. So therefore, how could we say that it's not the korban asham is not ma'akev, and he's no longer considered a mechuser kapara, the haino that he's allowed to eat from kochim? If the korban, the Rambam saying here, is the ikar kapara is totally in that korban. This is the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah is mechadesh, a very big yisoid over here. Other achronim also suggest the same idea. And he wants to say that there's a chilek between the heter to eat kochim and the din kapara, which means that the ikar kapara klapei shamayim is totally on the korban asham and the korban chatas. But Lagabi his heter to eat kochim, so then he doesn't have to take the korban asham. The reason why this is a tremendous chiddush, the Ma'ari Korkos speaks out, is because the whole reason why he's not allowed to eat from kochim is because he's mechuser kapara. And we're saying that if he doesn't call zman, that he does not bring the korban asham, he's still mechuser kapara because he was not mekayim the korban, which on that korban, the Rambam says, is totally his ikar kapara. And afilu hachi, the Rambam still says that even without bringing that korban, he's now allowed to eat kochim, but he's not considered any longer to be a mechuser kapar. This is a very big chiddush, and for that reason, the Ma'ari Korkos takes issue with this Lechem Mishnah, and so to Lechem Mishnah himself asks another stira on this idea. The second stira is from Hilchos Maisa Korbanos Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam there says, Kol chayavei oilois ushlomim v'mashchenin oison. Anybody who's chayiv to take a korban oilo, or is chayiv in a korban shlomim, so Bezdin, if he doesn't want to bring the korban, Bezdin forces him to take the korban by taking from him a mashkan against his will and telling him that he cannot get this mashkan back unless he brings a korban. Afa pisha ein miskaper lo adshi yirtze, even though he must take the korban by his own will, and if he doesn't bring it on his own will, if he's forced to bring it, so he's not yoytze, the korban will not be a kapara for him. Afilu hachi koifin oisai ad shigoyme reitze ani. We force him until he says reitze ani. Aval chayavi chatois v'ashamois ein memashchenin oisam. The Rambam says, if somebody's chayav a chatas or an asham, Bezin is not responsible to force him to bring those korbanos. Why not? Hoyel v'heim me'akve kapara. Since these korbanos are me'akev, they withhold from him the opportunity of getting kapara. He's not allowed to eat kochim. He's still considered a mechusar kapara until he brings these karbanos. Ein choishish in lahem shema yifshu uva yishu karbanoseim. Therefore, we're not choishish that they're not going to bring the karbanos, because they'll lose out if they don't bring these karbanos. They will remain mechusar kapara, and they will remain unable to eat koidish. Therefore, we leave it up to them to bring the chatas and the asham. Asha'en kein, shlomim in oila, which they don't lose anything by not bringing it. Therefore, it's totally on Bezdin to force them to bring those karbanos. Says the Rambam, there's one exception to this rule that we don't force them to bring the chatas and the asham. Chutz mi chatas nozir, hoyel ve'ena ma'akeves oisoy milishtois yayin. The only exception to this rule, says the Rambam, is the korban chatas that the nozir is mechuyev to bring at the end of his term of nazirus. That chatas Bezdin does force him to bring it. Why? Because that chatas is not ma'akev his ability to drink, to be shoyseh from yayin. Since even though he doesn't bring the chatas, all he brought was the oil and the shlomim, he's allowed already to be drinking wine. Therefore, b'choishish that he's going to push it off too long, and Bezdin does force him to bring this korban chatas. Shema ya'acher oisa l'fichach v'mashken oisa aleya. Since we're afraid that he's going to push it off, Bezdin is mechuyev to be mashken him and to force him to bring this korban. Fegdelechem Mishnah, if the Shita Sarambam is that also the Asher Mitzoyro is not Ma'akev, and even the Asher Mitzoyro, he's allowed to eat Kodesh, even though he doesn't bring the Asher Mitzoyro, so the Rabbah also should have said, Chutz mi Asher Mitzoyro. The Korban Asher Mitzoyro also should be an exception to this rule, and Bezdin should force him to bring it, because we should be choishes that he won't bring it, because he doesn't need to bring it in order to get out of the status of Mechusar Kapara, since it's not Ma'akev. The Lechem Mishnah answers this kasha by saying in Achinami, the Rambam here is Lav Dafka. He's just quoting a Gemara, and the Gemara over there did not need to spell out every single case that we have an exception. Just the Gemara wanted to show that there is such a thing as an exception to this rule that Bezdin is not mimashchen on a korban asher and a korban chatas, and it was enough for the purpose of that sugya to mention one of the exceptions. But in Achinami, the Rambam Lashitasa holds that there are other exceptions as well, and one of those exceptions is the asher mitzoyra. The Chazon Ish in Hilchos Negoyim Simen Yud Gimel Ois Beis and Ois Gimel Shtels on this Lechem Mishnah, and he says that it's tamua to suggest that every single time the Gemara says that the Asher Mitzoyra is the Ikar Kapara, and he brings many, many places in Shas that say this, that it just really means that it's his Ikar Kapara Klapei Shamayim, but it's not Ma'ake from him eating from Kodesh. He asks, besides all the kasha that the Lechem Mishnah asks, he throws in his own kasha from Menachos Dav Hei, which says that an Asher Mitzoyra who brings the Chatas before the Asham, so the Chatas we say is Teuba Turasai, which means we leave it until it goes bad, and then it's Teitzei LeBeis HaSreifa. The Haina, it's not Yoytzei Dechoivasai, because he was marked in the Chatas to the Asham. The halacha is that the Asham has to come before the Chatas, and the Rambam paskins this din and brings it down, and yet, therefore Chaznish is asking, how could we say that the Asham is not, if the Asham is not Ma'akim, it doesn't even have to bring the Korban Asham? And over here we're saying that if the Chatas comes before the Asham, he's not Yoytzi the Chatas. So how could we say that he doesn't have to bring the Asham, but the Asham has to be before the Chatas? And how is he going to be Yoytzi the Chatas? If he doesn't have to bring the Asham, how is he going to be Yoytzi his Chatas? And his Chatas is Ma'akim, according to everybody. Therefore, the Chazon Ish, based on this Kasha, other Kashas too, Ayin Sham, he asks a few very strong Kashas on the Rambam. He wants to suggest a brand new mahalach in the Rambam, a very, very mechudish digger mahalach. He says that the Rambam here is going l'shitosoi. Shitas ha-Rambam ki yadua, shitas ha-Rambam ha-mefursa me'oid, is that kol safik de'araisa, min ha-toira is l'kula. Min de'araisa, one is not mechuyev to be machmir in a safik de'araisa. Dafka mi de'rabbanan. The Rabbanan said that when you have a safik de'araisa, we have to go l'chumra. The makor for this is the Shitas HaRambam by Sofik Mamzer. But the Rambam paskins that mina Torah Sofik Mamzer is mutter lavu bakal, and who had in every single Sofik deraisa mina Torah were allowed to be mekel. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, that which the Rambam says in Hilchos Nezirus Perik Yud Halacha Ches that the korban Asham is not ma'akev, the Rambam dafka meant b'kihai gavda that he's talking about over there, where he's only a mitzoyer misofik. Since he's only a Mitzoyer Mitzafek, Therefore, min haTorah, we can be makel and we can allow him to eat from kodesh, because safik deraisa min haTorah is lakula. Just me, the Rabbanan were mechayev us to be machmir and have him bring his korbanos misafik. Therefore, the Rambam says, in such a case where it's only the Rabbanan that are mechayev him to bring the asham, there the Rabbanan said, "Hey mamu, hey mamu." The Rabbanan said that the korban asham is not ma'akev. But ain't a chinami. If somebody is a metzora muchlat, metzora is vaday. Avada, all the Gemaras and all the Rambams and Lechem Mishnah quoted that are mashma, that the din, that the korban asham is ma'akev, it's bedafka, and the korban asham is ma'akev because he's chayav midaraisa to bring this korban. I mean, a Torah is considered a mechusar kapara. Dafka over here, where it's only a safek, then the rabbanon have the right to say that the korban asham is not ma'akev, since they're the ones that were mechayav him in the first place to bring the korban asham. This is the shita of the Chazon Ish to be miyashiv the kashes of the Lechem Mishnah. We're continuing now in the Gemara and Daf Samech Amud Beis. The Gemara begins by bringing four different cases down of different combinations of whether he was a Safek Tuma or Safek Metzora or Vade Metzora or Vade Tome, and Gemara brings all different combinations and speaks out how many days in each case does he have to wait before he can be Oichal B'Koychim, and how many days does he have to wait before he can be Metame L'Mesim, and then before he can be Shoyse B'Yayim. The last of the four cases, the Gemara says that if he's Tamei Vadai and he's a Muchlat Vadai, he knows that he became Tamei, and he also knows for sure that he became a Muchlat and he got better. So then the case, the halacha is, he's Oichel B'Kodshim L'Achar Shmoina Yamim. After 8 days, he's allowed to eat Kodesh. V'Shoyse Yayin Metame L'Meisim L'Achar Arbaim V'Arba Yamim. After 44 days, he's allowed to drink wine and be matam el mason. The Rosh explains the reason is because since he's a vadi mitzayra, so he doesn't have to wait until 30 days. Right away, he can be megaleach because the vadi mitzayra is doicha the lav of a nazir to be megaleach. So miyad is megaleach, and then he counts 7 days, and right away again he does his taglachas shenis that a mitzayra is chayav to do, and then right away on the 8th day, that's when he brings his korbanos. And then he goes ahead and he has to count 7 days because he's also a Nazir Tameh. And he has to count the 7 days. And then after those 7 days, he's Megalech on the 7th day. And now on that day, he begins his 30 days of Naziris Tara. And it comes out to a full 44 days. When the Rambam brings down this din in Hilchas Naziris Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis, he adds a very, very choshev dekuda that we didn't see necessarily from the Rosh. The Lashon HaRambam is V'chein im hayatomi mitzoyra V'chein im hayatomi u'mitzoyra bevadai. If he was tomi bevadai and he was a mitzoyra bevadai. La'acha sheyitahar mitzaharosoi Migaleach taglachas taras harishayna U'mazah b'shlishi u'shvii U'migaleach roishoi v'zakeina b'shvii. The Rambam throws in that every person that becomes tomei meis, the way for him to become tahor is by doing a hazah on the 3rd day, and then doing another hazah on the 7th day, and then he has to be toivel in the mikvah on the 7th day. So over here, this nazir, he does those two hazahs during the 7 days of his yemei sfirah, after his first taglachas that he does l'shem mitzora. So during that 7-day period where he's still be yemei sfirah of mitzora, he does already the two hazahs of shlishi and shvi. And when he goes to the mikvah on the 7th day, it's mashal from the Rambam that he already is metayer himself at that point from the tumas meis. The Rambam continues that after on the 8th day he's maybe korbanoisav, and now in mele he's allowed to eat kochim. Then the Rambam says, just like the Rosh spoke out, the Sefer Shiva, now he has to count another 7 days. U'migaleach taglachas tuma, on the 7th day he's migaleach because of his din of a nazir tameh. Vemela, now he starts to count the 30 days and it comes out to 44 days. The shayla in the Rambam is that lule the Rambam, we would have understood that the reason why he has to count another 7 days after the 8th day of Havas Korbanoisov is because he still has not yet come out of his status of being Tomei. So he has to count 7 days in order that he can be Mazah himself on the 3rd day and again be Mazah on the 7th day and then go to the mikvah. But lefidas shitas harambam, that he already was matayer himself legamre, so why does this nazir have to count another 7 days? Why should he have to count another 7 days? He's already tahor. Right after he brings his korbanos on the 8th day, he should right away be able to do another taglachas and then start his nazir's tahor. So the Lechem Mishnah stells on this kasha, and the Lechem Mishnah explains enachinami. The only reason why he has to count another 7 days is because since he has to make another taglachas, because the taglachas that he did l'shem mitzoyra does not count for the taglachas midin his nazirus tmeya, because one taglachas doesn't count for both, like the Gemara said earlier on. Therefore, he has to make another taglachas l'shem nazir tome. In order to make another taglachas kimlehu l'chazal, that the hair only gets long enough that it can be considered that it's cutting it again if he waits another 7 full days after he shaved. So since he shaved himself already on the 7th day, so now he has to count a whole new 7 days before he's roy to make a new taglachas l'shem nazirus tmeya. That's the shita here of the Lechem Mishnah. Reb Chaim in Chidushi Agrach Simin Reish Hey, he says here a tremendous yisoid based on this Rambam. He wants to be machadesh that just like there's a halacha that every nazir, when he's in a matzav of tara, there's a din that he has to count 30 days and be megaleich on the 31st day, so too, every nazir tameh has a din of counting 7 days. Meaning, pashut, you learn that when a nazir becomes tameh, the reason why he has to count 7 days, that's just a hechatimta of getting out of becoming tahor. Because it takes seven, it's a 7-day process for a person to go from being tameh to being tahor, in which he has to be mazir himself on the 3rd day and the 7th day and be tovah on the 7th day. Look, the b'chaim, besides the process of becoming tahor, there's another reason why every nazir has to wait 7 days after he becomes tameh before he can be megaleach and start his new nazirus tahara. It's because there's a din of counting the days of nazirus tmeya. Just like a nazir tahor has to count 30 days, he has to be in his mat, he has to be a nazir for 30 days, there's a din of nazirus betuma, where a nazir tameh has to count 7 days in his matzav of tuma. That's why the Rambam tells us over here that after his taglachas, after he brings the korbanos, even though he's tahor already, and there's no reason for him to count another, there's no reason for midin becoming tahor, he doesn't have to count another 7 days, still the Rambam shita is that he has to count another 7 days, machmas his din nazirus betuma. That's why just like in nazirus tara, we know, doesn't count. We don't count any days while he's a mitzoyra. We don't count those days of Yemei Sfiroi for his days of Nazirus Tara. He has to count a whole new 30 days. So too, the Reb Chaim says, the din of counting the 7 days of being a Nazir Tameh, also we don't get to count the days of Yemei Sfiroi for those days of Nazirus Tmeya. That's why he still has to do a whole more, another 7 days, because since he just got out of his matzav, of being a mitzvah now, so now he has to start a whole new 7 days, and he has to count 7 days of Nazirus Tmeya. That's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim to explain Das HaRambam, why he has to count 7 days after his Havas Korbanos, the Shem Mitzvah, even though he already became Tahor. The Gemara continues, Shalu Talmidov es Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Nazir Tahor u'mitzvah, Maushi Galeach Taglacha Achas, the Gemara wants to know, if somebody is a Nazir and a Mitzayra, is it Shaykhrim to make one Taglachas, and that Maisa Giluach will be Yaitse both his Chiyu to be Megaleach midin his Nazirus and midin his Mitzayra? The Brisker Rav has a shtickle on this sugya, a hafudik a shtickle, where he explains that the Gemara's Iboy over here is not whether one Maisa Giluach can be yotzei both his din nazirus and his din mitzayra, because it's not mistaber that if there's two separate chiyuvim, one maisa giluach can be yotzei both of them. But rather, the Gemara's question is that maybe since nazirus and mitzayra are both matzovim, which the Torah was mechayev a giluach at the end, therefore the Gemara asked that maybe only one chalois chiyuv taglachas is chal on this person. And one chiyuv is chal to be megaleach, both mitzad his din mitzayra and both mitzad his din nazirus. To which Reb Shimon bar Yochai answered, since the inyan of each Maisa Taglachas is different. One Maisa Giluach is in order to be Megadol Seyar, and one Maisa Giluach is in order to be Mavir Seyar. So we can't say that it's one Chalois Taglachas Chal on both Dinim. Rather, it's two separate different Chaloisin that are Chal, and therefore it's Pasha that each one needs its own Maisa Giluach. Al Pize, the Briskrov wants to explain Pshat in the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yud, Hilchas Nazirus. The Rambam there is about to speak out the halacha of somebody who is a Nazir, who becomes a Sofik Mitzoyer Muchlat, and also he becomes a Sofik Tameh. In which case we know that he has to wait 60 days before he's Oichel Bekochim, and he has to wait 120 days before he's Metamele Mesim, and if he becomes a Nazir for a year, the Gemara says, so then he has to wait 4 entire years before he's able to be Metamele Mesim and Bishoyse Yain. Over there, the Rambam starts off, though, with a very interesting hakdama to these halachas. He quotes our Gemara. The Rambam says, Ein odom migaleach taglachas achas, v'oyla loyla nizroi ulit sarasoi. A person cannot make one taglachas that will count for both his nazirus and for his tzaras. Therefore, the Rambam says, Lafichach, mishe nazir shana achas, and the Rambam goes on to explain this halacha of somebody who's a suffik mitzora muchlat and a suffik nazir tome. It's not clear why the Rambam needs this hakdama in order to explain why the nazir has to wait so many days. Why is it totally on the fact that one taglachas is not yotze both his chiyuv nazirus and his din mitzoyra? Until the end of the Rambam, the end of the long halacha bays, the Rambam is explaining why is it that he has to have 4 taglachiyos in order to get out of this suffix. Why can't we say that after his second taglachas, which he did in order to be yotze the tzad, that maybe he was a mitzoyra, and a mitzoyra has to be galeach 2 times, then the halacha is that he has to wait an entire other year in order to make his taglachas tuma, and then another year to make the taglachas tara. The Rambam asks, why does he have to wait a whole other year after the second taglachas? Why don't we say that the second taglachas, which he did on the tzad, that maybe he was a mitzoyra muchlat, so on the tzad that he was also a Nazir Tomei, so that same Maisa Taglachas can go on both of them. And therefore, Miyad, the next year, he can do the shame his Nazir is Tara, and it'll come out that he only has to wait 3 years, and he doesn't have to wait a whole 4 years. For this, the Rambam uses this Hagdama to explain that since one Maisa Taglachas can't be Yoyte, 2 separate Chiyuvim, therefore the second Taglachas, on the tzad that he was a mitzoyra, that taglachas does not help to be matar, does not help him for his din nazirus of nazirus taught nazir betuma. Therefore, he has to wait a whole other year to make his taglachas for nazirus tmeya. On the tzad that maybe he really wasn't tamei, and now this 3rd year he's tahor. That's why he has to wait till the end of the entire year before he can make the giluach l'shem nazirus tmeya. That's the hesber of the Rambam. The Briska Rav asks Akasha, based on the Yesoid that we just mentioned before from Rav Chaim, that the Yesoid is that there's such a thing called counting 7 days of Nazirus Tmeya. Just like there's a din of counting 30 days of Nazirus Tara, there's a din of counting 7 days of Nazirus Betuma. Therefore, why is it totally on the fact, why does the Rambam blame this extra 4th year on the fact that one taglachas doesn't count for both his din mitzoyer and his din nazirus, even if one taglachas did count for both his din mitzoyer and his din nazirus, he still would have to wait a whole other 2 years before b'tam l'meisim. Because since he has to count 7 days of nazirus tuma, so he has to wait 7 days, and he can't be migalech now, because on the tzad, because there's a tzad that now he's already started his nazirus betara. So he has to wait a whole other year. Only then he can count. Only then he can be migalech the nazirus betum, the nazirus tmeya. So therefore, why is it totally on the fact that one maisa giluach can't be yotze both dinim, both chiyuvim? The Biskurov, in order to explain this, he brings from the Yudal Amud Beis, in the sugi there's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If somebody is a mitzoyra, and during his days of mitzoyra, during his days while he's a mitzoyra, he becomes tamei meis. As machlokes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if his tumah is soiser his original days of nazirus that he counted or not. Just like the Rabbi Yochanan holds, just like a regular nazir who becomes tamei meis, he loses all the days that he counted until then. He has to start again from the beginning. So too over here, even though he was a mitzora and he was in the middle of his counting his 7 days of yemei sfiroi, and then he became tamei meis, he still has a shame nazir, and therefore the tumas meis causes him to lose all the days that he counted up until then. Reish Lakish is choylek, and he holds that since he's being yemei sfiroi, the days are not lost when he becomes Tamei Meis, and after he has mitired himself from his Tuma and from his Taras, he continues counting from where he got up to before he became a Mitzayra. The Nusach of the Rivan on the side of the Gemara in the Gilgan, Ois Dalid, has a very, very interesting explanation in the Shita of Reish Lakish. He says that the reason why Reish Lakish holds that he doesn't lose his original days is because since the din of his, the din mitzora is mechayiv him as separate taglachas than his din nazir, and we don't allow one maisa taglachas to get him out of his din mitzora and to be mitired from his din of nazirus betuma. Therefore, we say that the two dinim of his nazirus and his din mitzora are two completely different dinim. And therefore, he's mufka legamre at the time that he's a mitzoyra, he's not considered to be a nazir at that time. But that's only from the fact that he has to do a separate taglachas. The Brisk Rav explains that Lu Yitzur, it wasn't a different taglachas, and one taglachas to be behind both of them. So then we would have said that even though the Yemei Sfiroi don't count towards his Yemei Nazirus, but still, he's a Nazir right now. And therefore, since he's a Nazir, if he becomes Tamei Meis, he loses his days. He's Yiplu Ayam HaRishonim. But since the Torah was Mechayev, two separate Taglachios, that's Megala to us, that these two Dinim don't overlap. When the Chaloi's Din, Mitzoyer, is Chal on him, it's a completely different Din from his Din Nazirus, and he's not considered to be in the Matzav of Nazirus anymore. And therefore, when he becomes Tamei Meis, so it doesn't affect his Yom HaRishonim because he's not considered to be a Nazir becoming Tamei Meis. Al-Pizeh, the Brisk Rav says, that's Pshat in the Rambam here in Hilchos Nazirus Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph. That's why the Rambam says that Dafka, because the one Taglachas doesn't count for both, that's why he has to count 4 years and he can't get away with counting three. Because Lu Yitzur, one Taglachas would have counted for both. So I'll pee the Hezbet, the Biskarov, we brought from the Biskarov at the beginning, that the Pshat would have been, had one Taglachas counted for both his Din Mitzoyra and his Din Nazirus, the Pshat would have been because there's only one Mechayev. The Torah was Mechayev, only one Taglachas for both of them. That shows us that they're one in the same type of Halacha. They're not Mufka from each other, the Din Nazirus and the Din Mitzoyra. Therefore, it also would have been that we would have said that while he's a Mitzoyra, he's allowed to also count the 7 days of Nazirus. Just like we saw from the Rivan, Bedas Reish Lakish, that Lu Yitzur, one Taglachas would count for his Din Mitzoyra and his Din Nazirus. So it would not have been a stira for us to say that he's Yiplu Yom HaRishonim, because he's still considered to be a Hefta of a Nazir. So to hear Lu Yitzur, one Taglachas would have counted for both Mitzoyra and Nazirus, we would have said that he could actually count the 7 days of Yemei HaTuma while he's a Mitzoyra. And that's why the Rambam has to say that Dafka, because of the fact that we don't allow him to make one Taglachas for both his Din Mitzoyra and his Din Nazirus, That's why he has to count a whole extra fourth year. Because Lu Yitzur, he would have been able to make one taglachas, so then those 7 days he could have counted within the year, within the Yemei Sefiroi, he could have also used those days to potter up his Yemei Nazirus Betuma, and therefore the third year could have been spent pottering his din of Nazirus Betara. That's the Shtikel Torah of the Biskarov to explain Das HaRambam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.